Gulchayim, if you die. But lo yishtakoyt yinachen al shulchan, should not drink from the cup and put it back on the table when it's empty. Elo yichzen b'yod ha-siyom ha-shamsh yitnen lo. Give it back to the shamsh. In those days, they had a waiter that took away the cup. It wasn't mechubadik to leave the cup empty. Yeah, so there's not in the game as man as that. Unless you have one of those shamashim. If you chaz, and if you chaz, lo yikach chel kovitnen lo shamsh. Shem yirat va kilkul besuda, el yikuchenu v'yinuchenu, yachakach yitnen lo. If you have, you serve the portion, so you shouldn't give your portion to the shamsh. What's the idea behind this? So Mishabur brings from the bat, it looks like that you're not happy with the portion that you got, and that's why you gave it to the shamsh. So therefore, even if you're not planning to eat it, you should leave it in front of you to show that, oh, it's a mechubadik piece. But only at that you give to the shamish. What's this vakilku? It could cause a fight with the valabayas, with the reach, that he doesn't appreciate the food. Yeah, that's one pshat. And the bush has another pshat, that he shouldn't give the meal to the shamish, because maybe something can happen to the meal and somebody else is going to need that portion. So don't give it away before, make sure everybody has what. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the rum brings a person, is a host, it's the herbs that he should give out drinks to everybody else. So if you say, so, Olchim, if not, and Eitel, Balabais, and Hashem, Litim, 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 Litnot. A guest is not allowed to take from the food that serves to him and give it to the son of the Balabais, or the Abdesh of Balabais, or the servant of the Balabais, Elmke, not for the Shusmi Balabais. Unless they got permission from the Balabais, because unfortunately, mice in the Gemara and Chulin, a person who had three guests over and he wanted to be very good to the guests, and it was a time of drought, it was a shortage of food, and Mamaita, he had gave the net quantity of three bakes, and each one got his bake, three eggs worth of food, and the son of the Baalabais came, and one of the guests gave his portion to the son, to the second one, and the third one did it. So now the child comes to the father, and the father sees that what's going on here. You chopped all the food from everything else to get him a smack and unfortunately killed his child. So his mother saw this and she jumped off the roof also. He saw that, he also jumped off the roof. So because it can be very dangerous when you're overly generous at the expense of other people. So, yeah. Mother Rav says, there's only time that when his mom is a shortage of food and it could cause bushes to the Balabais. But if there's a lot of food on the table, then he gives something to the child. Yeah. Or if you finished eating and there's some leftovers, you can give it to the child. Okay. Sifchot, Nikiyat Asher Yerushalayim lo yimusubim besudah elam kin yoidim mi meitiv imoyim. The fine people of Yerushalayim would not serve the meal, even to this mitzvah, if they would not know who is eating together with them. It's not a proper thing for the Talmud Chacham to eat together with Amoritz. Mishiru says, the Maita, the Bible he wrote, that even by a Sudas Mitzvah, you shouldn't do that. It's not such a clear source. And he also says that people are not marked on that. Yeah. So basically, he seems to be trying to be Yashiv and the Minig. That when it's a Sudas Mitzvah, then even Talmud Chacham eats in the same meal as Amoratzin. Yeah. Kamuvan, he adds another thing is, there's a big part is when the Talmud Chacham is part of the conversation of the Maratzin. He lowers himself down to that level. But he's doing his thing, they're doing their thing, then it's also not necessarily included in this. So, Father, Hashamish, Yahim, Hashamish, Shalashnaim, I raised the Eichel Imoim. Hashamish was serving two people, he could eat with them, after Mishlo Nasmali Rishus, even with that Rishus, because we assume they want him to be part of the Mizumin. Oh, Yahim, Shalashnaisha, Eino Eichel, Imoim, Elkin, Nasmali Rishus. If there were three people, they didn't include the Zimun, then he needs permission to eat together with them. Okay.